tuck pointing. Call Approved Home Improvements for your tuck pointing and ceiling needs today. Now offering 50% off all tuck pointing services completed by May 30th. Call now to receive this offer. 314-780-6080.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Even in these uncertain times, the entire Home Loan Expert team is working day and night to ensure that our clients are getting their loans processed and closed at record speeds. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryvale University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryvale.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first served, during the month of May. Please email the sales at 590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along the
It gives me great pleasure to introduce for the, I don't know, thousandth time, the greatest Chevy dealer in the United States, John Londoff, everybody.
I've got it marked right here. It's the 1,252nd time.
1,252nd time we've talked.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday we started.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, do you get as excited every day as I do?
No.
Talk to me?
No, I don't think I do.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do. You just don't want to admit it.
Another day living the dream. That's what I think. Another day living the dream of being in the radio business, a business that is now thriving like never before. Oh, wait. No, wait a minute.
You just got an email.
Thinking of something else. I did.
We got an email from Ken, and he's like, hey, no matter what, sure that Frank stays on the air. Which you are, right? So let's not even talk about that.
Well, I'm just talking about the state of some businesses. That's what I'm, in general, is what I'm talking about.
Well, our business is doing good. And
good.
You know why?
Because I'll tell you why it's doing well. Because you continue to do business the way your dad did business. That's why it's doing well. Can you hear me? Because I can barely hear you.
You know what? I'm in a bad spot right now.
Okay.
Not at the dealership, so I'm gonna probably just let you carry on now, if you can.
No, I can. We can hear you fine now. Just stand still and don't move. We should be fine.
Okay.
So business is good. That's good.
Business is good.
What's the word on, if there is one, on when people can walk around the showroom again?
Well, people are walking around the showroom. We're just in distance. We're not in crowds. You know, there's a lot of appointment setting. I mean, most everyone is contacting us via email. You know, it's lawndoff.com. My email address is pretty simple because I have to keep it simple because I'm a simple guy, Frank. You know that?
I did not know.
I don't know if you know that about me.
I didn't know
that.
Guy.
No. Simple guy Lawndoff here. Mm-hmm. But Lawndoff JR. The JR stands for I'm John Lawndoff Jr. So Lawndoff JR at lawndoff.com. And I get emails from the great AM and the PM crowd all the time. And keep those emails coming, AM and the PM listeners. We love them.
Who in the room can tell me who used to say this? Keep those cards and letters coming in. Who said
Dean Martin.
That's right, John. I'll say
Dean Martin.
I meant to disqualify
I'll say
John
Casey
because I knew he'd know. Well, I'm sorry. It's Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Keep those cards and letters
coming. Why would you disqualify me?
You know, my wife, Jeannie, and I, we like to read those letters. I go on YouTube every once in a while, and I just go watch Dean Martin because I still say he is the single coolest person that ever lived. And there's nobody since that's been that cool.
Right.
Just flat out cool.
Frank Sinatra.
No, not as cool. Sinatra was a great singer and crooner.
Frank Sinatra was cool.
And he was cool, but not as cool as Dean Martin. Because Dean Martin was cool in several ways. He was cool in the way he walked, the way he held a cigarette, the way he sang, the way he joked. Sinatra wasn't the joker.
He always had a tan. You know, that was way before tanning bed. So it's like, where did he always have a tan? He must have obviously lived in California.
So did Sammy Davis Jr.
And
he always had a tan.
That's right. Sammy had a tan. And Dean Martin was Italian. They're not known for being pale. So, and he did play a lot of golf. And spent a lot of time, you know, playing outdoors around Palm Springs and Beverly Hills. But he was, in many ways, the coolest guy. He was funny. He could sing.
I don't know, but I think talking to you, the listeners, the AM and the PM listeners that come and see me, they think you're pretty doggone cool.
Now they've never met me. That's why they think
no,
that.
We could just call you. Remember the movie Cool Hand Luke?
I do. Paul Newman.
Shaking that tree, Bart.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
That's a great movie.
Is that the one where he ate the boiled eggs, the hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah.
That'll make you sick watching that.
Isn't it, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Wow. Were you playing part of the movie, or was that you?
That's the movie.
Hey, we talked about doing a show where every one of us talks in a southern accent for the whole show.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we do that on a day John Lawndoff is on.
He can join in.
Actually,
we talked about it after the show yesterday. For some weird reason, at 6 o'clock, we're all getting ready to leave. And I said, you know, one day, and Dan and I were doing something in southern accents or something. I said, one day, with no explanation, starting at 3 o'clock all the way to 6, we all should just do the whole show in southern accents. And don't even explain it. Just do it.
Yeah.
And you could join in and help us on that.
Well, Frank, I mean, if you want one too, I sure can. I've got quite a few different of my country voice over. So, yeah.
Yours is more of the uneducated southern guy.
Well, it is. You know, hold on.
Well, it is. You know, there's the sophisticated sort of a southern sophisticated. And then there's that kind of accent. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like you never finished the fifth grade.
All I can tell you is that, coming from you, that's a compliment.
Well, you're welcome.
Someone just called and asked, who's cooler? Dean Martin, he agreed that Dean Martin is cool, but who's cooler, Dean Martin or Burt Reynolds?
Oh, Dean Martin is cooler. Burt Reynolds was I'm afraid to say this because Limey will take it out of context. probably the sexiest guy that ever lived was Burt Reynolds in his prime. You watch Deliverance. Go watch Deliverance and tell me if you've ever seen a guy you'd rather...
Keep going, Frank.
Is there any other guy you'd rather be more than you'd rather be Burt Reynolds in his prime? The answer, no.
Ned Beatty.
Yeah, well.
What about Dean Martin versus the Fonz?
No comparison.
Oh. Really?
No, no. Two different.
Yeah, easily. The Fonz.
Fonz is one-dimensionally cool. Dean Martin is cool on many levels.
Fonz got the babes.
I think you'll find that Fonz is two-dimensional.
Dean Martin was a drunk. You know why Dean Martin got so tan?
You know the one that I don't really get, and that's everyone that thinks that it's George Clooney's, you know. I mean, he's about 5'4", 5'5".
I was in a movie with him.
So was Tom Cruise.
You were? No way. Yeah. What movie?
Yeah. I'm not a Clooney fan. I'd rather be bad. Who'd rather be Brad Pitt or George Clooney? I'd rather be Brad Pitt. I think Pitt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I tell you this much. We're busy. We're having a great day. I know there's many, many AM and the PM customers. Just haven't been given their full names of what they bought and where they're from. But you got an email today and I shared it with you from Ken, and hopefully he'll be coming in and picking up a vehicle tomorrow from us. So you know, it's good. We're coming out of this thing. We're coming out of it. And if the politicians and some of these wacko doctors allow us to really, and everyone's got the social distancing now. You know, I think there's some people, as I've said, they kind of like it when they come to a car dealership. Like, you know, we keep our distance from them, okay, because they're happy. But they're still buying.
Well, I have very strong thoughts about all this, but I've decided to try to keep them to myself because it doesn't pay to voice them, because there's always going to be somebody who wants to get into it. But I absolutely do, and I think I'm right, and time will prove me right, my thoughts on what we're doing and the amount of the extent to which we're doing it. Let's put it that way. And we'll see. Time will tell. But it seems like it's been going on for a year, doesn't it? I mean, it does.
Yes. It does. It's like forever. And again, enough's enough. Has Sam Page come out with anything, you know, or Lida Cruz, and, you know, the city and the county with, you know, their phase one?
You sound like you're in a windstorm. You're like, are you in a tornado or something? A windstorm or a wind tunnel or one of those things, simulated skydiving things? Stop now. You stop moving.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
All right.
It's good.
I was just breathing heavy. You know, talking to you, I can't help it, buddy.
I don't think I would have said that.
Everybody.
I didn't need to hear that.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number because I need to get going.
Okay.
314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com. Remember, I'm LawnDuffJR at LawnDuff.com, and you are Cool Hand Frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, John.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Another lesson in telephone technique from John LawnDuff, who for just a moment had wind coming through the window.
Did you hang up on
something.
Him?
No, he hung up. He actually
Yeah,
hung
I just
up.
Did, bro. Okay. I got you, bro. Okay.
We can hit Dr. Doug's music if you'd like. He's not here. He's not in the studio. He's on the phone. He's on the phone because he's in Florida. Dan, did he give you notice that he was in Florida, or did you just find this out?
Just found this out.
Yeah. Thank you, Doctor, for giving us a little heads up in the fact that you're not going to be in. We'll find out why he's in Florida. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you have a pet and you have a question, this is the guy. This guy, I've seen him many, many times with patients. The patient is actually the animal, you know, when he had his clinic. I've never seen anybody as crazy about animals as he is. So if you have an issue or you're thinking about buying a pet, you're not sure what to do, this is when you call us, 314, like now, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Again, brought to you by Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. Would you please welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody today?
Well, we're fine, Doctor. You didn't give us any notice. We didn't know that you would be in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I had to sneak
chicken
out.
Butt. My... 5 cents a cut. Dipped in grease. One apiece.
My kids are worried I'm going to die from the COVID if I move out of the house, but I was going nuts. Decided to get down here. I just like to explore and drive around and stare at stuff. So I saw a baby gator today, about 4 foot long. So yeah, that was fun.
You see it on the road or in a clinic?
No, it was in a pond, lake. Yeah. No,
be careful. Be careful. They eat people, you know. So why are you down there?
Well, I actually like it down here, and you know, everybody has a place they like. And since I was a kid, I've been coming down to the Keys and everywhere, and camping out. And I don't know. I just I like the inland kind of the central Florida towards the Gulf side, and it's more farmland, but it's just kind of a slower pace and it old Florida. And I just like that feeling. I don't know why.
Did you drive down or fly down?
I did. I drove down so that I would appease my family a little bit and stay off the airlines.
No, let me ask you, are you staying with somebody or did you just get in the car and think, I just want to go to Florida?
Yeah, no, I went by myself. Nobody wanted to go with
me. No real destination, no meetings, no... Where are you staying? In a hotel? Or?
I'm a Holiday Inn Suites guy.
Me too.
They have the best pillows and mattresses of anybody.
No, Marriott's got them beat. I'm telling you.
Do they?
The Marriott mattresses, they sell their mattresses online. People buy the mattresses at Marriott. After they stay there, they love them so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Stearns and Foster that I love at home, but I don't know what they use. But at Holiday Inn, they make their own pillows, and it's a trade secret, and they don't sell them. But I don't know. They're just wonderful.
Can you steal one and stuff it in your car? You're driving.
I don't know who's listening. It could be Mr. Holiday Inn. But yeah, I do have one.
There's a great old joke about a guy is telling his buddy. His buddy can tell something's wrong. He says, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Well, I'll tell you what's wrong." He said, "This world is full of people who have no moral compass, no ethics, no integrity. They just steal, and they don't even think anything about it." He said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Somebody stole my favorite towel. It had Holiday Inn on it."
You know, I don't call it stealing. I'm representing them. I'm doing brand.
Well, I do if it's the robe or the towel, but I think they want you to take the little soaps and lotions and shampoo. They can't reuse those. I think they want you to take them.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You ever find any you really like the smell of and you go out in the hall and take a bunch of them out of the cart?
Oh, yeah.
Take them home. I've done that. I don't think they care.
I haven't done that.
Well, you should try that. It's fun. You want to take a couple of calls?
Love to.
All right, we have one line open. I will give the numbers again. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We welcome Sue to the show. Sue, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. AM and the PM.
Wow. Steps right up there.
Hi, Sue.
I have a 17-year-old male cat. Sometimes before he drinks, he cries. Not always. A couple times he's had a bloody nose. And sometimes he sneezes.
Okay.
Any ideas?
When he sneezes, is it bloody mucus or anything?
No,
or just...
no.
Well, hold on. We got three issues here. He cries? Is that what you said? He cries?
Sometimes before he has water, I'd say... Oh, very infrequently, but sometimes he cries or moans before he drinks.
And he also has a bloody nose, and he sneezes.
He's had a bloody nose, maybe three times, and a couple times he sneezes.
Yeah, gotcha. Mm. So it is a bit concerning because a 17-year-old cat, you know, they do live longer, but you're getting up at that age where it's kind of concerning because they're really vulnerable to a lot of issues, and cats in particular get a lot of what we call squamous cell carcinoma.
Yes,
and other...
that's what I was going to say. Squamous cell carcinoma
in the mouth and oral cavity and around the nose. And I would have your veterinarian check it out. Number one, he's going to want to check and open the mouth and make sure there isn't any involvement, maybe in the structures there, so when the cat opens its mouth to drink or eat, it could be painful. And then you can also see if there's any invasion of that soft tissue all around the roof of the mouth or wherever. So I would definitely get him in and let somebody take a look, because there's a good
chance. Thank you very much. Shall
do.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Be good.
You know,
she was scheduled.
You know what amazes me sometimes is, and thank you, Sue. I'm so glad you're listening. But sometimes people call and they'll throw this stuff out there, and then you'll say, like, well, you need to check with your vet. Okay, thank you.
Right.
And that's kind of it.
Well, I did tell her more than that. I gave her some ideas of why it was important to go.
I would be more reluctant any day to force a cat's mouth open than a dog's. I do not trust cats. And the idea of trying to pry a cat's mouth open is like trying to pry open the mouth of a tiny lion. I'm not doing it. I'll work with a dog any day.
It's actually easier than a dog for most cases. You just have to know how to do it.
Hey, did you see where Roy Horn finally died? Siegfried and Roy, the guy tried to bite his head off, he finally passed away.
Wow. From those injuries were related?
I would imagine.
No, I think cancer, I think.
He died of COVID-19.
Yeah.
No, old COVID-19.
Way to go, Dan. You weren't even close. COVID.
Well,
his immune system had to be completely screwed up. I mean, this guy.
Well, he had strokes.
Right.
And,
yeah, he was a mess. That's what happens. That's what happens when a tiger tries to bite your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Messes you up.
And they tried to claim that it was, totally innocent and the tiger was fine.
No.
Ridiculous.
If you remember, Roy's defense of the tiger was this, simply. He said that, and this is beyond ridiculous, but he loves cats, and he didn't want the cat put down. So he said that I had a mini stroke, and the cat sensed that there was something wrong with me and decided to drag me to safety.
Right.
No. No.
No way. No way.
No. Here's what happened. The cat was hungry. Roy looked delicious. Roy lost his footing. Cat saw an opportunity and tried to eat him. That's kind of what happened, I believe.
And he didn't even have to be hungry. He could have just been upset or pissed off. And so he went after him. And, we don't get to see how they train these cats. But I bet it wouldn't be impressive, because they have to use some form of force. You know what I mean?
There was a woman in the parking lot outside our studio last night. And she and Dan and I were talking, and she was training a large black dog.
She had the cones out there.
And she was training the dog to sit and to come and to stop and to only take the treat on her command and the whole bit. And I had in my car a semi-stale piece of pizza that I had eaten on the way down here, and I had one left, and I didn't have a lid for it or anything, so it just kind of sat in the car for the 3 hours. I was going to conspire with Dan to throw the pizza at the dog to see if it would throw his training
that's
off.
That's messed up.
I thought the guy
was a nice guy.
You're a mean, cruel
man. That was
person. No, I'm not. Let me tell you why. Because I didn't go through with it. I just thought it.
But there are people that say, and I think even in the Bible, that if you think it, it's like doing it. So, did it.
Well, okay.
Right.
I'm going to hell then.
And if that is, and I hope that's not true, because if that is true, I've done everything.
No, we're all going to hell.
Everything bad you can imagine. Elliot is next. Elliot, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, Elliot?
I am AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
What you got?
So, Dr. Doug, I'm just, as a professional like yourself, I read a little bit, and I was listening to the last caller with the cat that had a bloody nose and was sneezing a lot. And I believe it was on Cat King.
Cat King.
Cat King. I'm confused.
Is it like a cousin of cocaine?
A lot of 17-year-olds go down the wrong road.
Elliot, yes. do you see what's happened here? What just happened? Can you feel it? Can you feel the burn of comedy gone bad? Can you feel it? And he hung up.
Mm. Bye, Elliot.
Now he's gonna jump off a bridge. Way to go, Frank.
He's doing the walk of comedy shame right now.
We've all done it.
We have two lines open and no calls, and let's not let that sit that way very long, because if it does, we wrap it up and move along. I do want to mention, with regard to Siegfried and Roy, my wife and I went to see that show in Las Vegas. Big deal. It was at the Mirage, and it was, at the time, they were the highest paid entertainers ever in Las Vegas, and they built the Mirage for Siegfried and Roy. Not the guest rooms, but the showroom was, when the hotel was built to accommodate them. And we went. And if you think about what we witnessed, and you imagine that today, you realize it'll never happen again. These monster, massive tigers, they would walk them right along the edge of the stage. And if you had a pretty good seat, which we did, they were 10 feet from you.
Wow.
A tiger that any moment, and was only on a leash, could have just leapt forward and just taken the heads off three or four people. I don't think we'll ever see a show like that again. And it's amazing to me that the only thing that happened was that Roy almost got his head bitten off and no audience member was ever hurt. That's pretty incredible. We do have calls. We have Waldo. Waldo, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm AMPM.
Thank you, Wally. I guess some people call you Wally, probably. Yeah.
Waldo, Wally, Walt.
What do you like to be called?
Where's Waldo?
You like to be called Where's Waldo?
Yeah, that'll work, too.
Okay, Where's Waldo? What do you got for Dr. Doug?
Okay, I have a little dog, and she has a nail that's, I call it dead. It has no quick on it, and that thing grows unbelievably long. And she's been limping lately. Would that nail possibly have anything to do with that?
Well, you'd have to look in there and see. It's possible, but you said that it's growing really long, excessively long. It's not turning it around and going into the pad, is it?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to take her to the groomer and have her nails trimmed Saturday.
Yeah, so
I need to look at her, but go on.
I was going to say, that happens quite a bit, or it can crack, and you may not notice it. Maybe a hairline crack right up the nail, right up to the bed, the nail bed, and that could be very painful. There are a lot of other things that might be going on. Sometimes there are their sweat glands are actually between their toes. They don't have underarm sweat glands like we do. And sometimes they'll get a little irritation, inflammation. If you spread the toes apart, you can see actually a swollen area, and often there's a little splinter or something in there. So that could be another issue. But you're right. Get in, let your veterinarian take a look at it, and let them see if there's anything they can help you with. Okay?
Yeah, and when she runs, she lifts that back leg. Now, when she's walking in the house, she kind of limps a little bit, but I'm hoping that's what the problem is. Can that be cut down real short, or will that hurt her?
Yeah.
No, it has no quick. It's all black.
Yeah, so you said it was a back leg. So if it's a back leg on a little breed like that, it's more likely going to be a knee issue, and it can be either where the patella or the kneecap falls out of alignment because of a genetic issue, and your vet can feel that immediately. Or possibly less common in the smaller breeds is a ACL, like football injury, where the knee actually tear in the ligament inside the knee cavity. So, either way, whether it's the foot or the knee, your veterinarian will be able to figure that out pretty quickly on an exam. Okay.
Well, she had an ACL at one time, but it was taken care of, so I hope that's not a problem. But anyway. Thank you for your time.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Where's Waldo?
Here, I'll come back.
There goes Where's Waldo. That means the line is open. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Folks, I know what happens. You call and it's busy, and you give up. Don't give up. When you hear somebody finish, like right now, line's open. Boom. Look at that. Somebody just jumped in there and took advantage of it. Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug and gang. I am AM and the PM as always.
This guy knows how to talk on the phone. Nice, yeah, right up there, nice and loud. What's up, Greg?
And you know what?
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one piece.
Like that. Do you recognize me?
Do I recognize you? I can't see you.
Well,
take your shirt off and ask him again.
All right. Greg. Cuz. Dan Strauss's cousin.
I'm okay.
Oh, Greg, Dan Strauss's cousin. Yeah. I remember you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's that Greg.
There you go, Liney. All right. Hey, Dr. Doug, kind of a financial question. If I were to looking into buying a horse, okay, and I'm thinking maybe a Mustang, just because, well, my thoughts are that they might be less expensive.
You mean a wild?
You know, as
Mustang,
far as their health care.
Are you talking about a wild Mustang?
Yeah, yeah, one obviously that's been trained and domesticated.
Well, that's not a Mustang. A Mustang is a wild horse. That's a Mustang.
I think he's talking about those free-ranging horses that they will call out and corral and put them into the pet trade. Some of them are rescued.
Right.
I have no idea what they would charge, but, you know, unless you get a – I'm not sure why you'd want to do that. There's so many horses for sale.
In fact, there's a surplus of domesticated horses. That would be my question, Greg. Why do you want one that's not trained, that's still kind of wild?
Well, like I said, from a financial standpoint, maybe – and I know this is terrible to run by a veterinarian, but to reduce vet costs maybe, you know, to reduce –
Well, that wouldn't reduce the vet cost, because it doesn't matter what the breed of horse is, it's still going to need the same kind of veterinary care, you know, vaccination.
In fact, I would think a wild horse would need more, because it hadn't had the things done that a previously owned horse would have done.
Right. You might also sedate them to do even simple things. So.
And here's what's interesting, Greg. Horses, if I'm not mistaken, are dirt cheap right now. There are a lot of people, they can't afford. There were people, not just a few years ago, and I know this because I had friends that owned a couple of horses, they were letting horses out of the pasture, just let them go, like you'd let a dog, just go, and just shooing them away, and the horses just ran down the street until somebody caught them and did something with them. Seriously, they couldn't give them away. They just let them go.
Well, that's always been the case. They're very inexpensive to buy. It's after you buy them.
But that's it. But that's any horse. Tame, wild, previously owned, not previously owned. I've always heard a horse, the least expense is the purchase of the horse.
Right.
Then comes the real expense, especially if you got to get tack, saddles, bridles, a place to put it, feed, shoeing the horse, blah, blah. It just like never ends. At least from what I've heard from people who owned horses.
I've always been told that owning a horse is like owning a boat. The money just keeps going in one way.
Yeah.
So, like these people that have really fancy horses, the people that can afford it, they have that redundant money, no biggie. But I know people that are kind of on the fringe. They have a nice job. They commit to a horse that's $5,000 or $10,000, and they just put in so much money. And they never get, even if they're showing, they just never get the money back out. So you just have to enjoy it and be passionate about it and understand that money's going away.
And $5,000 or $10,000, you mentioned that amount. That's an expensive horse. You can buy horses all day long for $500.
Well, I was actually looking at leasing. You can lease them, you know, where you go in with a group of people. Like all the boarding facilities in town have those. They're always looking for people. You know, they have those options.
Well, let me ask you, why do you want a horse? I'm just curious.
I'm going to ask.
I've always enjoyed riding.
Okay.
Yeah, pleasure riding, getting outside, seeing countryside, seeing places that you'd never see, you know, unless you're a hiker.
Okay.
Take a guess, Frank. I lived in Kentucky for 11 years, horse racing capital of the country. Guess what percentage of people in competitive horse racing, as in horse racing owners, guess what percent of them are profitable in an average year?
Probably three.
Ooh.
Five, maybe.
Actually, the number's 10. Most people guess higher than that. You're one of the few that guess lower.
Oh, I'm surprised it's 10.
By 10%.
Oh, I'm surprised it's
10. I'll say 10%.
Good job, Dan.
Way to go, Dan.
And you did it again.
Yeah, yeah.
I could always call Dr. Doug and say, hey, how do I go about processing this horse for dog food?
He's not in that business. He's not in that business.
Wow.
Why would you say that, man?
Greg,
there is a market for that.
Greg, let me ask you a question. How much horse riding experience do you have?
Since I was 17.
So you've ridden a lot.
Well, so you don't know how old I am. 45 years.
So you're a really experienced rider.
That's relative. I mean, could I go out and play polo on a horse? No. Could I ride bareback? Yes. I mean,
you can ride a horse bareback?
Yeah.
Well, if you can ride a horse bareback, then you're some rider, because that's not easy to do.
And do you need protection for that?
Yeah, I can ride bareback. That's why I'm a dad now.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'd rather get on a horse than a motorcycle, Frank. And I know there's, I feel safer on a horse than a motorcycle.
And I'm just the opposite. Motorcycles are dangerous, and I still feel more safe on a motorcycle than a horse any day, because a motorcycle doesn't have a mind of its own. Whatever happens, you caused it or another person. Horses what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah.
All right, Greg, good luck.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question, Frank?
Sure.
Okay. You remember that? You're an old. I mean, you've been around the advertising. Do you remember? And I think the product is still out there. I googled it, but I cannot find their old commercials. The product was called Real Kill.
Real Kill. Yeah, it was a bug spray. I don't know that it's around anymore, but it one time was it was like Black Flag or Raid. It was a big deal, big brand. I don't know what happened to it.
You can still buy it at the Home Depot.
Forget.
Okay, Tim says you can still buy it. Home Depot, Real Kill.
Yeah. I've seen it on the internet. So I remember these commercials as a kid, I swear. Okay, grew up in St. Louis, and I'm watching these commercials on TV in the 70s, maybe late 60s, and the commercials showed people spraying their cabinetry in their kitchens with Real Kill.
Sure.
And the song went something like, the slogan was, Mama get real kill, Mama get real kill.
that actually was the slogan, Mama get real kill. I do.
I've asked many, many people, and I thought if anybody remembers it, it's going to be Frank.
No, I do remember it. Raid and Real Kill at the time were the two biggest names in bug killers, and Mama get real kill.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, the commercial is showing them spraying this pesticide on their spice racks and whatever else was in the food pantry.
Well, you don't spray it on the food products. You spray it on the liner or in the cabinet. That's not uncommon.
Yeah, but I mean, they had the food products in the cabinetry on the commercial. Anyway,
well, that's a little.
My mom sprayed it on my cereal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That explains a lot. Greg, thank you for the call, Greg.
I think they rebranded it as COVID-19. Real deal.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Let's go. We have a line. We have a line open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Patrick, thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM into PM.
Thank you, Patrick.
How are you, Patrick?
Also, this is kind of a combined problem. Maybe the problem solvers can help me with this, maybe Dr. Doug. But earlier when you were talking about the cats that were sneezing and blowing, problems with their nose and that, I thought about my girlfriend. She went shop. But then when you talked about the horses, I thought, well, maybe I ought to call now, because she's about 350 on the hoof. But she has a problem with she can only use distilled water to do a nasal flush. Is there a reason that they can only use distilled water?
Are you talking about a pet?
No, this is my girlfriend.
Well, this is not the girlfriend segment. This is the pet.
That's what I thought. I thought you could get me through this.
Yeah, I can tell you.
What happened today? Where did we go wrong? What happened? We took a turn somehow.
So I have an answer, though, if you want to hear it.
Well, quickly, yes.
Oh, I do want to hear it. That's why
the reason the reason is that you're flushing into the sinus, and if you're not using distilled water, you're going to more likely flush other bacteria, other particles in there. So that's going to cause problems. So you're also flushing in what I think it's a bad practice, but people do it all the time.
Can I ask you if we don't have distilled water, but we have distilled vinegar, it's the same color, would that still work?
Nah, put it to sleep.
I just use bourbon.
Okay.
Bourbon.
All right, we're off the rails. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick, and let's go. It's not even the full moon was like a week ago.
I think so.
Let's go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, John.
How can I help you, John?
I got a question. I adopted a cat about a year ago from the Humane Society. Is this anything about cats being bipolar?
Is that a cricket? Or am I the only one hearing that?
No, it's something weird.
What? Okay. John, what's the deal with the cricket noise?
Oh, it's my radar detector. I'm on Bluetooth. I'm getting ready to shut the car off so people start a Bluetooth so you won't hear that.
I like that cricket radar detector now that I know what it is.
Yeah.
So what was the question? What the heck was it?
I know what it is. So basically what you're telling me is that you adopted a cat and he's got his ups and downs where he can suddenly be crazy and then he's nice. Does he bite out at you and stuff like that? Hello?
John.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. It could be purring on my lap. I'm petting him. Next thing I know, he'll take a bite out of me and takes off.
And then I'd get rid of that cat.
Yeah, me too.
That's what everybody's been telling me.
Yeah, both
of my neighbors.
Hold on. You can't both talk at the same time. John, take it away.
He bit both of my neighbors. I got great neighbors that come and work in my house when I'm at work. And then he attacked both of them. He bit my daughter.
Okay, John, I don't even know why this is a question. Get rid of that cat. That cat's a liability and is going to get you sued.
He's sweet most of the time.
I don't care. Bites people. Get rid of it. Right, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's his name? Helter Skelter. He was nice a lot of the time.
Yeah, Charles Manson. We're not suggesting how to get rid of it. That's up to you, but get rid of the cat. This is easy.
Well, let me just say one other thing. There are medications or drugs that your veterinarian might suggest to modify the behavior, but there's still that risk that Frank was suggesting. You could, number one, when cats bite, they carry some nasty bacteria that can make you so sick. You can lose a finger if it's in the area there. So I agree. If you don't know the history of this cat, and why would you take a chance?
Well, the Humane Society never want to give me the history of the cat.
Okay.
They just said somebody dropped it off.
Well, now you know why. Somebody with a bunch of bite marks dropped it off because the cat kept biting them. Somebody with a missing finger dropped it off. Get rid of the cat. That's all.
God, I hate to do that.
Well, we know you do, but here's what you're going to hate more. Being in a courtroom, you're going to hate going to court a lot more when you get sued.
Well... Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
No. All right. Think it over. Right. Thank you, John.
Thanks for your help.
You bet. Thank you. Wow. This is some different day today. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Thanks for taking my call. I'm AM in the field. Sure.
Thank you, Bob.
Go for it, Bob.
I got a yellow lab, and he licks his paws constantly. On the top and on the pads.
Okay. So there's a number of possibilities, but there is a commonly in dogs a yeast issue. The yeast is called Malakesia.
Yes, that's it, Malakesia.
That's what I was going to say.
And your vet is going to make all kinds of suggestions. It's an allergic kind of response. Could be to a lot of different stimuli, but there are a lot of medications that are available. My dogs would do that too, and I finally came up with some products that were very useful. So get into your veterinarian, let him help you, because he's got lots of options for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck.
See that? Thanks, now, there's another case.
Mm-hmm.
A guy calls, and Dr. Doug says, well, you didn't need to see a veterinarian. He goes, okay, that was it. That was
I can host this segment. Well, just call your vet.
I can do that.
Wow, this may be the strangest Wednesday segment that we've ever done, and I'm not sure I understand why. There is no full moon. We don't have any more callers. That could be a good thing today.
I'd like to thank Dr. Doug for something. He gave me a suggestion.
And now here to thank Dr. Doug is Tim Woodburn. Tim?
Thank you. Doc and I have talked on and off the air about the situation with my smallest dog who's had a lot of health problems the last 3 months, and he suggested I get a vaporizer, and I went and got one, and it's a Vicks one, and you put these little Vicks pads in it, and his condition has significantly improved.
Really?
After all those times I went to the vet, he now does not wake up with that gagging sound, and that little vaporizer just goes poof, poof, these little puffs of vape.
How close to the dog is it?
Probably 8 feet, because it's on a side table and he sleeps at the end of the bed.
It gives off like a menthol kind of a...
Well, you have to put a pad in it.
Right.
You have to put water in it, and you have to put one of their little medicated pads in it,
right.
And it sends out kind of medicated... I sleep with a CPAP on, so it has no effect on me, but it helped him today, so fingers,
oh my God,
fingers
I love
crossed.
Those. I love those vaporizers, sleeping with a vaporizer. I haven't slept with one in a long time.
I don't like the menthol smell.
Oh, I do.
What, Doc?
I'd rather sleep with a woman than a vaporizer. But.
Well, it's not about... It wasn't a choice question. It was, of course.
Doc, in your case, beggars can't be choosers. Take the vaporizer. Yeah.
Go with what you know you can get.
Yeah. Well,
So you're. Let me ask you, you're down there alone by yourself, yes. And before you just decided to hit the road and go to Florida, and yep. You're there for how long?
I'll come back Sunday night or Monday morning. It's been fun. I did want to explain to the listening audience, it's important now, especially with all this reservations of moving around and stuff, but I'm allowed as a veterinarian to offer telehealth suggestions, which is like education and communication.
Right.
But unless you're my client, my personal client, the state, every state, requires that you have a personal relationship with that pet and pet owner. So I can't formally prescribed, that's telemedicine. But I can do telehealth unless you're my client, then I can do both.
Well, hold on a second. The state says you can't. You can't do telehealth for somebody with a pet unless you already have a relationship with the pet?
Telemedicine.
There's two different things. Telehealth and telemedicine.
Okay.
Yeah, telehealth, he can give advice. Telemedicine, he can prescribe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand why you couldn't subscribe to somebody just because you hadn't seen them before.
I think the state has decided it's a way to protect the veterinarian from losing business to just a general guy like me on the radio giving a lot of help. So that's the only way I can figure. There are situations where I could see where it could be a problem, but... Because if you don't know the history of the animal and they come in with one single problem to you and the owners aren't sophisticated enough
to understand. I got you. And they don't tell you the whole story.
History.
Yeah,
right.
That makes sense to me. If we
humans can do it.
If we can help Don in 30 seconds, we'll see what we can do. Don, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hey, I've got a raccoon in my attic.
Okay.
Okay.
And I shot it the other day and it ran back up in the attic, and I had a pest control guy come out and we couldn't find it. What do you recommend?
Where was it when you shot it?
It was in the garage. And then it ran up in the attic.
Mm. You're not a very good shot.
That burned the house down.
Because he shouldn't have been able to run back into the attic if you hit him.
I think he might have gotten out already. If he's not up there, he probably got out again and ran away.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Doug. Have a good vacation.
Thank you, Don. Dr. Doug, you know what we did today? What we pulled off today? We distracted you, and you never said your AM and the PM, and that has only happened in all these years. That's happened like 3 times.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Get back home so you can be in the studio next week, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, brought to you by... Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, and I have some pretty significant news from Window World to share with you for the first time later when I talk to you more about Window World. You can find out, well, you can find out what I'm about to tell you yourself at windowworldstlouis.com. You know, it's not often I say, boy, I'm glad that segment's over, but this was just strange today. I don't know what happened. It happens. There's no